Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. You can hear this one from the Smashing Pumpkins. It's called We Only Come Out at Night, now being used in a current iPhone 11 commercial. Joined on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline by Nick Taylor. He will be at our 150 for 150 event coming up at Coke Arena on August 15th. We'll have a lot more information about how you can get tickets to this event, how you can sponsor this event. It's a fundraiser for League 42, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, and it takes a village. Nick, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bob?
We're happy to have you. It's amazing to me that right now you're en route from California to Houston, where you're going to try to qualify for the Paralympics in Tokyo. You just don't give up. You're relentless.
Yeah, this is potentially my last hurrah for wheelchair tennis, at least for the Paralympics, and just playing a tour here in the States. So I drove out to Indian Wells, California, and then this week's events in Houston, and it was just easier to drive the 1,500 miles. So that's what I'm doing.
So this would be your fifth Paralympics, is that right, or fourth?
Fifth.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. What have those experiences been like? What keeps you kind of wanting to achieve more in this sport that you've already achieved so much in?
You know, I just really, really enjoy competing. And I think the biggest thing for me right now is in Rio, we lost the gold medal match. And all of the other games that we went to, we had won the gold medal match. And I've often wondered, had we won gold that night, would I have quit right then? And I don't know, but I know that bad taste, if you will, in my mouth from losing that match is still there. And as an athlete, I want that gold back. And that's the whole goal right now. So Nick, is to get back there and try to win one more.
Nick Taylor is our guest, an 11-time Grand Slam champion in wheelchair tennis and a 1998 graduate of West High School. So I'm just curious, as much as you've been around not only the country, but around the world, competing in this event, tell us about the friends that you make and the fraternity that exists out there amongst wheelchair athletes. Because I would imagine it's got to be an incredibly strong bond that you guys and girls feel for one another.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's a bond with all of the athletes. You know, just like, you know, you look at the NBA or the NHL or whatever, you know, just that kind of brotherhood or sisterhood, if you will, you know, with tennis, since it's guys and girls, that, you know, we all have a very strong connection to each other. You know, a lot of us, we spend more time with those people than we do our actual family because we're gone so much. You know, so they become your extended family. I'm fortunate enough, you know, I've got one person from here in Wichita that travels a lot with me, Casey Ratzlaff, that's starting to really make big waves in the men's division of wheelchair tennis. He's just had a huge week in Indian Wells. But that's for sure. And the really cool thing is, you know, I've got friends in more countries that I could name for you right now. And, you know, when I get older, if I decide I want to travel back, I could go about anywhere in the world and I'm going to know somebody. And that's just a really cool thing. And, you know, through social media these days, it's obviously really easy to stay in contact with people. You know, a lot of other people that have retired. I'm one of the dinosaurs on the tour at this stage. I definitely have been fortunate enough to meet a lot of people.
So if I'm not mistaken, you started playing tennis right around when you started going to West. So what were those early years like for you, and how did you pick up the sport so quickly? Because it didn't take long for you to start winning some pretty big titles and honors and championships.
Right. I, I started playing when I in eighth grade, I made the decision. I went to Truesdale Middle School. I made the decision, hey, I want to try to play a sport in high school. You know, my joke is always that no one is going to want to tackle a 280-pound piece of metal, which is what my wheelchair is. So football's out of the question, along with every other contact sport. I really hadn't had any connection to tennis at that point. I just decided it was probably the best option. So I started hitting against my grandparents' garage door. And from there, just kept playing. I knew absolutely nothing about wheelchair tennis. I didn't even know it existed at the time. And then Coach Schartz, Weston Schartz, the football coach, he was at West at the time. He was my PE teacher. He saw me hitting against the wall in the gymnasium and such, and then started talking to me. And I said, well, I really want to play on the high school team. And Coach Eric Johnston took me in, which, you know, especially back then, you know, I mean, I'm 40, so that was a long time ago. To welcome a disabled athlete with open arms and was like, come on, man, let's go. And, you know, my freshman year, I was by far the worst player on the team, but that was okay. He didn't care. I still got to play. And then during that time was when I discovered wheelchair tennis. And like I said, I didn't know it existed at that point until then. And then the rest is just kind of history, just, you know, building up my career. So
Nick Taylor is our guest from West High School, one of the most successful Paralympians in the history of the United States in the sport of tennis. And you also do some other things. You're vice president of the Wichita Adaptive Sports, Inc. You're a member of the National Wheelchair Committee. You serve as a chair of the Missouri Valley Section of Diversity and Inclusion Committee. I would imagine that you like to spread your message, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I've been, you know, I try to give back as much as I can. And you know, a lot of athletes, you know, try. And I've been fortunate, you know, I have a great tennis community around me in Wichita, you know, also, you know, with the Kansas and then the whole Missouri Valley section. It's really, really big. So I'm able to get a lot of support, you know, through a lot of great people. But yes, I really like to try to share the sport. As I mentioned, Casey earlier, you know, he's the best example of that. Our adaptive sports club, like you said, that I'm the vice president of, we had a show up and try basically day. I don't remember what the name of it was about 12 years ago. And he showed up and he's now the number one ranked American, in the world. So, in the men's division, and that's, you know, a perfect example. I'm also fortunate.
Hey, slow down, Nick.
Sorry. Yep. Sorry,
I heard some tires squealing. You've been known to drive erratically.
Yeah, I'm not driving. I am parked and I am in El Paso and I don't really know what's going on, but there's cars racing around me. I do drive like a maniac, but not that crazy. So, the fortunate part for me, I think, is that I've been able to do a lot of that extra stuff while I'm still playing. I'm going to do even more once I'm done, but I've been able to do a lot while I'm playing, which I think is really important. So,
Nick, how did you get connected with David Wagner, your longtime doubles partner and a guy you've won a lot with? How did the two of you come together?
He's from originally from Walla Walla, Washington, and then he's lived at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista for a long, long time. But we basically met on tour. In 2004, we got put together prior to that Paralympics in Athens, and the coaches felt that we were going to be a fairly strong team together. From the time we got put together until the Paralympics, we never lost a match. We looked at each other after the gold medal and said, I think we should, you know, I looked at him, I said, I think we should keep playing. He agreed. He's like a brother now. I mean, that was 16 years ago and, you know, thousands of matches later and a lot of titles together. So it's been a lot of fun. When we very first started, we didn't really get along that great. We were kind of competitors on the court. I'd been around for a little bit and already hit number one in the world. He was up and coming, wanted to knock me off. It was a little challenging in the beginning, but we still have our moments. Trust me. We're like brothers, like I said, but it's an incredible bond we have.
And we're looking forward to seeing you. And we're talking with Nick Taylor at our event on August 15th to celebrate, some of the finest high school athletes to ever come out of our city at Coke Arena. I would imagine you're looking forward to being around some of the other people that are going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge honor. You know, when you first emailed me, I was very, very excited about the event. It's a huge honor to be included in it and you know, with that list of athletes. And some of them I think I know, and I'll get to see them again, and some of them I've never met. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really excited about it.
Well, we're thrilled that you can be there, and it'll add something very special to our event. And we congratulate you on your pursuits, still out there working it, trying to make it happen, trying to get to Tokyo. Best of luck to you, Nick.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Nick Taylor, who pulled over in El Paso, Texas to get with us.
That was nice of him.
And on his way to Houston. So what, another 5-6 hours?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've never driven that part of Texas before.
See, there's another area where my expertise comes into play.
I assume that he'll be going east.
Do that. El Paso to Houston quickly for us.
I'll try.
This is stuff that you need to be doing. As soon as it comes out of my mouth, you should have that information
readily
at hand. So what are we talking now?
We're talking 11 hours.
Ooh, farther than I thought. Man, Texas is a big state.
It really is. You're going basically west all the way east.
Isn't that something?
Not even all the ways.
You've got another day of driving in Texas.
In a state.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a moment to drive on KFH.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.